अजोपि सन् अपरात्मा भूतानां स्वरूपि सन् प्रकृतिं शाम अधिष्ठाय संभवामि आत्माय. नाउ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण इज डिस्क्राइबिंग हाउ ही इनकार्नेट्स हिमसेल्फ. For the benefit of conditioned souls in the material world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He descends. The Sanskrit word is avatar, 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 avataran. Avataran means who comes from higher plane down to this material world. He is called avatar. So sometimes Lord Sri Krishna comes himself and sometimes he sends his representative also for deliverance of the conditioned soul. Now the principal religions of the world, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion and Buddha religion, most of them believe some supreme authority or personality coming down from the kingdom of God. Just like in your Christian religion, Lord Jesus Christ, He claimed to be the Son of God. I am coming from the kingdom of God to reclaim you. So this claim of Lord Jesus Christ, we admit. We the followers of Bhagavad Gita, we admit this claim. So there is no difference of opinion between the followers of Hindu religion and Christian religion. In details there may be, according to country, climate and people, in details there may be difference. But that does not make any material difference. So far, devotional service is concerned. Now there are several items for offering devotional service to the Lord. They are called Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma Nivedanam. These are nine. Now, here in this room, we are performing the process of Sravanam and Kirtanam. Just like we chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is reciprocation of Sravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. That I chanted, you heard, and you chanted, I heard, reciprocation. So this is, these two methods are the first method in devotional service. Savanam Kirtanam. And what about hearing and chanting? Now Vishnu. Vishnu means the Supreme Lord. Vishnu. Not any other thing. If we make chanting and hearing in some other subject matter, no, that will not do. We have to hear and chant about Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Similarly, Saranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, meditation, if you meditate upon the Supreme Lord, that is also bhakti, devotional service, Smaranam. Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasivanam Archanam Archanam Temple Worship. In your country there is no temple worship. In our India there is temple. There are thousands and thousands of temples in India. In Vrindavan, where my residential quarter is, Vrindavan, it is a small city, about 50,000 people living there. But you will be surprised to know there are 5,000 temples. For 50,000 people, there are 5,000 temples in one small city. And out of that, there are about dozen very big temples, very just like fort, very big temples. So, temple worship is very popular in India. Similarly, you have got your churches here. That is bandana. Bandana. Bandana means offering prayer. You also offer prayer to the Supreme Lord. So that is also accepted as devotion and service. And Muslims also, they go to the mosque and offer prayers to Allah. So, practically, and in Buddhism, Lord Buddha is accepted as incarnation of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we also, Hindus, we worship Lord Buddha as incarnation of God. There is a very nice verse recited by one great poet, Vaishnava poet. You'll be glad to hear, I'll cite it. Nindasi jagga vidhiraha sati jatam sadaya vidaya darshita pasukhatam kesava dhrita buddha sarira jaya jagadisa hare jaya jagadisa hare. The purport of this verse is, O Lord Krishna, you have assumed the form of Lord Buddha, taking compassion on the poor animals. Because Lord Buddha's preaching was to stop animal killing, ahimsa, non-violence. His main objective was to stop animal killing. So similarly, from higher kingdom, and the kingdom of God, there is exactly the kingdom of God. We have got this information from this Bhagavad Gita. Parastasmat tu bhava anya. There is another nature, just like you have got a vision of this nature. You find this wall in the sky, blue, beyond the sky. Millions and millions miles away, there is another sky. Parastasma, anna, there is another nature, which is called Sanatana. You find in this Bhagavad Gita as we make progress. That is called Sanatana nature. Sanatana means that nature never annihilates. This nature, this material nature, it is manifested at a certain time and it remains for a certain period and then the whole thing is dissolved again. Bhutya bhutya pradiyate. It is manifested and again dissolved in the spiritual sky. That is the function of this material nature. And beyond this material nature, there is another nature, superior nature, which is called the kingdom of God. Sanatana, eternal, yes. So, from that eternal nature, all these, either God or representative of God or incarnation of God, they come down at times. When there is necessity, just like the other day I explained to you, just like there is scheduled time of the appearance of the sun in America, just like at 4:30 a.m. in the morning, you find the sun rising, scheduled time. And again, 24 hours after, you find the same sun rising. In every country, there is a scheduled time of the sun rising. Similarly, there are innumerable universes in the sky. This is one of the universes which you are seeing. There are innumerable universes. So, in one of the universes, there is some incarnation or the presence of God always there. And there is a scheduled time, just like the sun appears and disappears at scheduled sun disappears means it goes out of our sight. It does not mean some sun, stop to exist. No. Sun is always in the sky. It is simply in our vision, just like so many cars are passing. One car is coming. You do not see which car is coming. When it is in my front, I see the car. And again, when it is gone out of my sight, I don't see. So my don't seeing, because I do not see the car, that does not mean it is not there. Similarly, the incarnation of God, God Himself, or His representative, Son, because just like if we are to do some business seriously, we send our very responsible man to come transact. Similarly, for the deliverance of the fallen souls here in this material world, sometimes the Supreme Lord Krishna comes, sometimes sends His very confidential and representative to declare. The mission is the same. The mission is the same to reclaim the fallen souls. To reclaim the fallen souls. God is very compassionate to see our miseries here. We do not know. We have forgotten what side. Although we are in miseries, we are trying to adjust the miseries. We are trying to adjust the miseries. But we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we are not meant for all these miseries. We must know it. We are not meant for all these miseries, but we have voluntarily accepted these material miseries. And what are these miseries? They are called adhyatik, adhibhautik, and adhidaivik. Adhyatik means miseries pertaining to this body and mind. Just like today we are feeling too hot. Why? Due to this body. And next moment I shall feel not very happy. My mind is disturbed. So there are miseries due to this body and due to the mind. This is called adhyatik. And then again, adhibhautik. Some other living entity, just like here you are hearing the barking of the dog, bow, always. So it is sometimes disturbing. So such kind of miseries offered by other living being is called adhibhautik. We have got so many miseries. And then adhidaivik. Daivik means miseries offered by the supernatural power. Just like there is earthquake, famine, pestilence, war. So we are always, there are three headings of miseries. And we are suffering either from the three all or at least one. There must be. This is the nature of our life in this material existence. But we are trying to make a solution of it. That is our struggle for existence. But that solution cannot be made by our teeny brain. That solution can be made only when we take to the shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Lord comes Himself just to convince us that this is not your real life. This material existence you are suffering, why you should suffer? You are my son. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, He also told that I am the Son of God. He is happy. So everyone, you can become similarly happy as soon as you are reinstated in your position. The whole Bhagavad Gita is meant for convincing the conditioned soul. We are conditioned. Under awkward circumstances, we are always conditioned. We are not free. Some condition is there, either state condition or nature's condition or a condition led by other living entity or condition laid down by my own body. So we are always in condition. So the Lord says, Krishna says, Ajopi sarnabhyatma, although I have no business to come down here, and I am eternal, both of us, Lord and the living, both of us are eternal. Bhutanam isvaropi sar, Ishvara. Why? He comes, when Lord comes, He comes out of His goodwill. And when we come, we are forced. We have been forced to accept this body under the condition of the material nature. So, when Lord comes, or His representative comes, they do not accept the condition of the material nature. That is the distinction between ordinary living entity and the Supreme Lord or His representative. Just like Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, so He could not be crucified. It is false notion. There was a resurrection. Because God or God's representative, they are not under the laws of this material nature. And that's a very wide subject matter. We shall gradually understand as we make progress in the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna says that although I am the Lord of everything, still I assume this incarnation and I come. Prakritin Samadhi. The difference is the Prakritin Samadhi. Prakriti. Prakriti means nature. Now we have got this body offered by the material nature. In the same chapter we find that God has two kinds of nature. One is called lower nature. One is called the lower nature and the other is called the higher nature. That thing will be very nicely analyzed in the seventh chapter, when you go to the seventh chapter. Now we are in the beginning of the fourth chapter. So, the Lord has two kinds of nature. One is called lower nature, another is called higher nature, or superior nature, or inferior nature. This nature, this material nature, is inferior nature. And beyond this inferior nature, there is superior nature. And how superior inferior is calculated? Na jaya idam dharjate jagat jiva bhuto mahabaho. You find it is analyzed like this. Thus, all this material nature, I mean to say, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego. These eight kinds of material nature there, and they have been described as apara. Apara means inferior. And beyond this eighth nature, there is another ninth nature. And which is that? The jiva bhuta mahabaha. These living entities, that is the living force. The living force that is superior nature. And this matter is inferior nature. And the whole world is moving due to the superior nature, not the material, inferior nature. Just like this tape recorder, there was some difficulty in running on. So as soon as some superior nature from living entity comes and touches it, it goes on. Although the machine is all right, so unless there is touch of the superior nature, it cannot work. You have manufactured many wonderful machines. You have manufactured the Sputnik, flying in the outer space. But do you know that in spite of all wonderful mechanical arrangement of a Sputnik or any machine, can it go on without any touch of a man? No. Unless the man in the laboratory touches the switch of electronic machine, oh, the Sputnik cannot fly in the space. That is not possible. Therefore, however wonderful may be the Sputnik machine, unless there is touch of the living force, it cannot work. So that is the distinction between superior nature and inferior nature. You can understand. Now, we are now in contact with inferior nature. That is our conditional life. We are also, we actually, as spirit soul, we belong to the superior nature. Just like God is superior nature. Pratitim Shyam Adhishthaya. The Lord says that I come down, I incarnate myself in my superior nature, samadhisthaya. But what is our position? Although we belong to the superior nature, we have come to this material world not in superior nature, but we are in contact with the inferior nature. Therefore, death takes place. Our birth and death is due to this body. The body is subject to be annihilation at a certain period, and that we accept as death. And similarly, when we accept another body and come out of the mother's womb to work here, then we call it birth. And when we give up that body and go away to take another body, that we call death. So this birth and death is due to this inferior nature. So here Lord Krishna says that when I come, I do not come in this inferior nature. It will be a great mistake if somebody thinks that Krishna or Krishna's representative, just like bona fide representative, Jesus Christ or other great leaders of the religious faith, they do not come with the inferior nature. they come with the superior nature of body. That we have to accept. If we have to accept the truth explained in the Bhagavad Gita, then we must accept that God and His representative, they do not come. Those who come directly from the kingdom of God, they do not come accepting this inferior nature. Now, the question may be, why God and His representative do come? They are in superior nature, they are in the eternal kingdom. Why do they bother themselves to come here? Why do they bother themselves to come here? This question may be raised. As soon as we hear that God and His representative come, so next question, why do they come? Because we do not know that they come to reclaim us. Therefore our question is, why do they come? Now here the answer is, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam sriyamaham paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam dharma samasthapanarthaya samvamami juge juge. Now this is the mission of the Lord and His representative. What is that mission? Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Whenever there is decline of the principle of life, now it is here stated dharma. Dharma is translated in English as religion. But religion is meant just like a kind of faith. Just like I am Hindu. I am Hindu means I have got faith in the Hindu system of religious functions. You are Christian. That means you have faith in the Christian system of religious functions. So religion, so far English dictionary is concerned, it is described as a matter of faith. But the word dharma, it is not exactly the same meaning, faith. Faith you may change. Suppose I am Hindu today, now I can embrace tomorrow a Christian religion. Or you are Christian, you can become a Hindu. There are so many changes. People are free to accept one faith and give up another faith that is going on. But dharma does not mean that faith which can be changed. Dharma is a thing which cannot be changed. That means there is something in you, in me, and everyone that is called dharma. That cannot be changed. And what is that? This is a very fine analysis of human nature. Now if you analyze the human nature, you'll find that one thing there is, which is called rendering of service to other. Suppose I am a Hindu, now I am doing something. I am rendering my service to my family, to my country, to my boss, or to others. Without rendering service, nobody can exist. We are all exchanging simply service. I am rendering service to somebody, somebody is rendering service to me. So whole world is existing under this system, rendering service. Your President Johnson, he is supposed to be the chief man of your state. But still, he is rendering service. What is he doing? He is rendering service to the people. So he has the same business. as you are rendering service to your boss and taking some money, then again, with the money you are serving your family. So this service, suppose I am now Hindu, I become a Christian or Mohammedan, that my real business of rendering service does not change. So dharma means which you cannot change. Just like there are many examples in natural objects, just like water. Water is liquid. It is not a fake, it is a fact. Water is liquid. You cannot say that water is liquid and if it changes its fate, then it can become solid. No. Liquidity of water cannot be changed. Whenever there is conception of water, if I am blind, suppose somebody gives me, take here a glass of water, I know it is liquid. So as the liquidity of water cannot be changed, now as soon as I speak of fire, so we understand fire is hot. Now can you change that fire becomes cold and still it is fire? No. As so long it is fire, it is hot. So long it is water, it is liquid. Similarly, everything you analyze, take for example chili, red pepper, it is very hot. Now when you take chili from the market, you see how much, what is the degree of its hotness. If it is very hot, it is very good chili. If you find a chili sweet like sugar, you reject it, this is not good. Because that is the religion of the chili, to become very hot. Similarly, sugar, if you take sugar, if it is very hot, it is nonsense. I want sweet. So in everything, if you analyze, you will find some particular quality. That is his religion. That is his religion. So we are living entities. Forget yourself. Forget yourself that you are Christian, I am Hindu, or Muslim, or Buddhist. Forget yourself. I am living entity. When we come to this point, that is called liberation. That is called liberation. Sarvapadhi binin mukta. When we become free from all these designations, that is called liberation. Liberation means nothing more. The conception of getting free from the designation which we have acquired from the association of material nature. That is called designation. Because I have got a particular body, therefore I have got so many designations. I call myself a man or animal, or I have got some name given by my parents, or because I am born in some particular country, I designate myself to belong to that country, and because I accept some particular faith, so I designate myself to that faith in so many ways. We are now designated. This designation should be given up. When designations are given up, then we are free, pure soul. In that pure soul, the religion is to serve the Supreme. Just like in a machine, you'll find a big machine. There are thousands of parts in the machine. But these small parts, they are all giving service to the whole machine. Just like your body is a machine. So you have got your finger, Now, what is the function of the finger? What is the religion of the finger? The religion of the finger is to give service to the body. Just like I am giving service this way, sometimes this way. So, this part of this body is meant for giving service to the whole body. Similarly, we are part and parcel of the Supreme. So our business is to give service. That's all. That service is now being rendered, actually. We are also serving now, but serving in designation. That's all. I'm serving. I'm not a master here. Ah, that is foolishness. Ah, just like I told you, even the President Johnson, he's not a master. He's also a servant. Every one of us is a servant. But what kind of servant? Oh, I am servant of my wife. I am servant of my family. I am servant of my country. I am servant of my society. And if there is nothing, then I am servant of my cat and servant of my dog and servant of my so many. If anybody I see in your country, there are so many gentlemen, they are very fond of becoming servant of cats and dogs. They have no children, but they are voluntarily become servant of cats and dogs because that attitude is there. You cannot avoid it. If you have nothing to serve, your wife, your children, then you have to catch some cat and dog and give service. That is your nature. You cannot avoid it. So that is your religion, to serve. Now, our whole thing is to serve the Supreme. That our now designated service. We are now in designated service. That means we, because due to this material bondage, we have manufactured so many service. Service we cannot, just like the water cannot be more than a liquid thing. Similarly, we cannot be more than a servant. But because we have got so many designations, our service is being rendered in designation. That is the difference. Now, when we become free from the designation and we come to our senses and render service to the Lord, that is our position of freedom. Real position. So, here Lord says, Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati means that whenever there is some discrepancy in the modes of rendering service of the living entities. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Dharmasya means, I have explained to you, dharma means my real nature. Dharma means my real nature. Dharma is not a fake. Dharma is not a designated fake. Dharma is my real nature. So when the real nature of the living entity are jeopardized, then at that time, to make the adjustment, the Lord comes. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. And obhuthanam, whenever there is some discrepancy in the natural sequence and natural life of the human being, and there is artificial increase of sense gratification at that time, when there is too much sense gratification, just like Lord Buddha. When did he appear? He appeared in India. The condition of his appearance, perhaps you know, I shall still explain. When India was too much busy in animal slaughter, of course, the Hindus, there are Vedic principles, animal slaughtering. They are just like in Mohammedans also, they have got some principle for animal slaughtering. You know, those who have read Quran, the Mohammedan religion allows animal slaughtering once in a year, which is called Qurban, and they can slaughter animals in the mosque. Similarly, in the Vedic religion also, the animals are allowed to be slaughtered in some sacrifice. But no religion, either Mohammedan or Hindu, I do not know in detail of your Christian religion, but they do not allow animals slaughtered in the slaughterhouse. There are some particular rules and regulations. Anyway, that is a religious detail. But when India was too much addicted for animal slaughtering under the plea of Vedic sacrifice, the Lord Buddha appeared. Why? They misused the Vedic injunction. They misused the injunction of the Vedic. So he proclaimed, no, this animal slaughter should be stopped. He did not agree even in the Vedic injunction. Therefore, Lord Buddha's preaching was not accepted. It was once it was accepted, the whole of India accepted. Under the king, under the emperor or so, the whole of India became Buddhist. But later on, Shankaracharya appeared and he met again the Vedantis. So India, Buddhist religion from India was practically vanished. So these are historical facts. The real fact is that as soon as the natural sequence of living entity is jeopardized, at that time, non-religious principle, unnatural life becomes prominent and people become embarrassed. At that time, the incarnation of Lord is, appears. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharat. Whenever there is discrepancy in the natural life, that I explained to you, religion means the natural sequence of life. When there is some discrepancy in that natural sequence of life and there is artificial way of life, at that time the Lord or his representative comes either as incarnation or the representative of God. That is the rule. Yadadadadhi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata. And abhuthana adharmasya, unnatural life. When they are too much addicted to unnatural life, at that time the Lord takes his appearance. Why? And it is necessary. It is necessary, paritranaya sadhana. Always in law there is always a class of men who are always God-fearing. There may be the percentage of such persons very small, but you will find that is the way of nature. There will be some persons who are devoted to God. They are called sadhu. 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 Sadhu means sadhu's description is that sadhu means sage or saint. Who is a saint, who is a sadhu? That description is given. Titiksava karunika. Titiksava karunika suida sarvabhutanam ajata satrava shanta sadhava sadhu bhushana. This is the definition of sadhu. Saint. Who is a saint? A saint is called who is very tolerant. Tolerant. Tolerant to the utmost. You have got very good example of Lord Jesus Christ, a great saint or sadhu. He was, of course, more than sadhu. Now, thus see his behavior, how much tolerant he was. He was being crucified and he was praying God, O Lord, forgive these people what they are doing. This is the significance of sadhu. titiksava karunika. For their personal sake, they are always very tolerant, but they are very kind to all people, all living entities. Very kind. In spite of their all disadvantages, they try to give something, real knowledge to the people in general. Karunika. And Srila Sarvabhutanam, and a sadhu is not a friend of a particular class, particular community, or particular country. No. A sadhu, a saint is he who is friend of all, not only of human beings, even of animals and less than animals. These are the qualifications of sadhu. Ajata Satrava, and they have no enemy. They are not anyone's enemy. Everyone's friend. Enemy, of course, even the greatest man will find some enemy. This is the nature of this world. Even the most perfect man will have some enemy. So, that is the one thing. But this sadhu, this saint, is no one's enemy. He is friend of everyone. Hitiksava Tarnika Srida Sarvabhutanam Ajato Satrava Shanta. They are nobody's enemy. And Shanta, always peaceful. These are the qualifications of sadhu. Now here, the Lord says that I come, or my representative come. Why? Paritranaya sadhunam. Sadhunam. The Lord is very much anxious for the saintly persons who have sacrificed everything for the service of the Lord. They are very, very dear to the Lord. Lord cannot tolerate any insult or any misbehavior to a sadhu. Although sadhu, they do not mind if they are insulted. They do not mind. But the Lord will never tolerate if a sadhu is. Just like a small boy, your child, if somebody slaps him in the street, then boy may excuse, all right. But his father and mother will never tolerate. Why you have slapped my son? That is nature. Similarly, the sadhu, who is a great devotee of the Lord, they might be tolerant. You can crucify him, you can do any misbehavior to him. He is never angry. But God will never tolerate. We must always remember that. He has got special protection, special vision on the sadhu. You will find in the Bhagavad Gita. Samoham sarvabhuta, samoham sarvabhuteshu. Nami deshastina priya. The Lord says, I am equal to everyone. Otherwise, how he can be God? He is equal to everyone, yes. I am equal to everyone. Nobody is my enemy and nobody is my friend. Samoham sarvabhuteshu nami deshastina priya. Nobody is my enemy, nobody is my friend. I am equal to everyone. But jetu bhajanti maam kritya teshu te mahi. But anyone who is devoted to me, I have got particular attention for him. Although he is neutral, he is still the person who is devoted, who is always thinking of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. There is special protection, special. Therefore, Lord Krishna declares, we will find in the Bhagavad Gita, kontaya pratijanihi nami bhakta pranasyati. My dear Kauntea, Arjuna, you can declare it to the world that my devotee will never vanquish. Never he will vanquish. So here, the same thing is said. What is the mission of Lord? Why does he come down? Now, that is explained here. He says, paritranaya sadhuna. I come down, I incarnate myself, or I send my representative only for the protection of the saintly person, says. And vinashaya to duskritam. Duskritam are those who are miscreants, just to finish them. The Lord Krishna's mission this was two things. Paritrana sadhanam vinasayati duskrita. He wanted to establish Arjuna, the five brothers, the most pious and devotees and kshatriyas. He wanted to establish them for ruling over this world, and he wanted to vanquish the party of Arjuna. That was his mission. Two things. Paritranam sadhanam vinasayati duskrita. Duskritanam dharma samasthapanarthaya. And another mission is to establish what is real religion. What is religion? In the name of religion, so many things are going on. But the real religion is that we must know that our natural function is to render service to the Lord. That's it. That is real religion. And forgetting this principle of life, under designation of this matter, I am serving, giving my service to so many things. That my, because I am naturally, now just like you take the knife. Now what is the function of knife? Knife function is to cut. You can cut a pencil and you can cut your throat. The function of the knife is nothing but when you cut a throat, then the knife becomes polluted, but when you... Don't disturb, sit down. The function of the living entity, the original natural function is to render service. And when the service is misused, it is rendered where the service should not be rendered, when it is misused, that is called dharmasya glani. That means discrepancy in the natural function of human life. So, when Lord comes, He has three functions. He gives protection to the saintly persons. He vanquishes the, irresponsible or irreligious or demonic persons. And He establishes the real religion. Real religion. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. He comes down not only once, but He comes down many, many times. Many, many times. Because this material world is such, now suppose an adjustment is made, that again, after some time, it will deteriorate. Just like there was first war. There was some armistice and some arrangement of peace. Arrangement was made between Germany and the other party. Then again, the Second War took place. And again, a preparation is going on for the Third War. You see, so this is, world is like that. Even if you make a very good arrangement, it will gradually deteriorate. This is the function of the time, kala. That's like you build up a very nice house. Then after 50 years, it deteriorates. And after 100 years, it more deteriorates. Take for example your body. When it was newly born, when I was a child, very good-looking child, everyone is kissing and everyone is, but now I am becoming old and nobody cares. So this is the function of this material nature. Even if you make a very good adjustment, gradually it will glide down to the lowest status. Therefore, it requires a periodical adjustment. For that reason, the Supreme Lord or His representative comes. That is explained here. Yeah. The paritrana sadhana vinasaya cha duskrita. For protecting the saintly persons and for vanquishing the unfaithful unbelievers and for establishing real function of the living entities, dharma sanat sthapana sambhavani jugiju. I come down not only once, but many times in many millenniums are, that is the function of Lord Krishna. Thank you very much. Now you can ask any question. Render service to the Supreme Lord without any expectation of material gain. That is our real liberated position, real position. Sarvapadhi vinimuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikesha rishikena rishikesha sevaram bhakti ruchyam. Because we are now designated, therefore in exchange of our service, we expect some profit. But when we shall be liberated, when we shall be pure soul, then there is no question of exchange. It is a service of love. Just like mother, there are some good examples in the material world. That the father and mother render service to the son. Just like here, immediately, you see, the father is taking the son in a perambulator. It is rendering service. But there is no remuneration. It is duty. Because the father is expected to serve, otherwise the son will not survive. So this is a service of love. Similarly, in this material, this service of love, there is a question of gain. Because sometimes the father thinks that when the son will be grown up, I'll be happy, I'll get some remuneration, like that. There is some prospect. But actually, when we render service to the Supreme, there is not a single idea like that, I shall be rewarded by it. But that kind of service is rewarded very highly. The relation, the natural relation between God and ourselves is so sweet that a pure living entity is always trying to render service to the Lord without any material profit. And the Lord is trying to serve the devotee. He's also finding out the opportunity how to serve his devotee. So this is a spiritual exchange of love. That will be experienced when you are actually liberated from this designation, designated life. But we can begin, even in this designated life, we can begin just like an apprentice of this devotional service. And the beginning is to devote some time. You have got 24 hours time. You can find out, you can pick up at least 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, as much as you can. You devote yourself to this service of chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. And then gradually you'll be free from the designation, and you'll realize yourself what you are and what is your position and how you are making progress. So this is the beginning. We are originally, our function is to render service. And where the service is to be rendered? To the Supreme. That is our natural position. Now, under designation, we are rendering the same service to so many things. That function is already there. Because just like the water. Water is liquid always, either black water or green water, or yellow water, or white water, it is always liquid. Because the water has become black, it does not mean the liquidity is lost. Similarly, because we are now in contact with material designation, so our service attitude is not lost. That is there. But it is being rendered in a different way. So we have to clear out the pure water out of all designation. Just like Arjuna, he was under the impression of this material existence, that when he refused to render service to the Lord, Lord Krishna wanted that you should fight. He refused, "No, I am not going to fight." But when he understood his position by the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, he agreed, "Yes, I shall fight." So this is great. Now, so far the employment is concerned. So here the employer and the employee both are serving and both are thinking that I am the master. That is mine. Suppose I employ somebody, I give $25 per day. So the man who is employed, he thinks that I am not your servant. I am servant of this $25. So there is no question of service. So similarly, the master also, he thinks I am giving you $25 because I am exacting some service from you. So here there is no question of, the service is there, but it is perverted. Perverted in a different way. That is not real service. Service is there because I cannot be without service. That is my nature. Just exactly the same way. The water is always liquid. Either it is designated black or designated white. That doesn't matter. That is water is there. What is this? Is that clear? Thank you very much. Thank you. Just see, natural tendency to give some size. Just see, he's not in order, but he thought that here is something. Let me give me some service. Now that she automatically comes. So this is the nature. A child also, he'll try to serve his father, his mother. He'll try to assist mother. Mother is cooking, and he will try to assist the mother. So this is the position, that our natural position is to render service. Now, where to render service and how the service is being misused, that we have to understand. That's right. Because we are now in a condition which is not natural condition. So we have to put ourselves in the natural condition and the service attitude will go on. This is called Krishna consciousness.
I suspect you mean this is how the machine works. Is there any reason why it works that way, or is it just that way?
A reason? Of course, if you say what is the reason why the water is liquid, it is very difficult to answer. Why water is liquid, what is the reason, if you ask like that? It is very difficult to answer. Why water is liquid, why fire is hot. This is the natural sequence. Whenever there is water, it is liquid. Nature is like that. Whenever there is fire, it is hot. And if you ask why fire is hot, well, it is a very difficult question to answer. You have to trace out the whole natural course why fire has become hot. Similarly, every living being is a servant. That is the natural sequence, how it has begun. That will take some time to understand. And it is not very difficult to understand, because this mall is meant for rendering service to me. If God is great, and we are part and parcel of the Supreme. So our natural sequence, natural life, is to render service. That is our nature. You cannot go beyond your nature. If you go beyond your nature, that is called Maya. Maya means what is not. Therefore, we are all servants. But here, in the material designation, we are trying to be master. Everyone is trying to be master. That was so much struggle of existence. If everyone becomes servant, there is no struggle. There is no struggle. Everyone becomes happy because he comes to his natural position. But here, artificially, we are trying to be the master, which I am not. That is my artificial life. Everyone is trying to predominate, to be there. He is trying to dominate over the material resources to his best. But he cannot have any domination of the material nature. Material nature is so strong that he cannot dominate. That is impossible. So he is being crushed by the laws of material nature. Instead of becoming master, he is being crushed. So this is struggle for him.